Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. Rooted: The American Legacy of Land Theft and the Modern Movement for Black Land Ownership is a nonfiction work by Breya Baker that examines how land dispossession has shaped Black life in the United States, blending history, cultural criticism, and personal reflection. The book argues that the racial wealth gap cannot be understood without tracing the theft of indigenous and Black land, the destruction of Black land ownership after emancipation, and the long-term consequences of exclusion from property and inheritance. Baker also places land justice within broader conversations about reparations, environmental justice, and community self-determination. Rather than treating land as a simple economic asset, the book presents it as a foundation for autonomy, memory, and collective survival. It is written for readers seeking a clear, accessible account of how past land violence continues to structure modern inequality, and why current movements for Black land ownership matter. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, land theft as a central cause of the racial wealth gap. A core argument of Rooted is that the racial wealth gap in the United States is inseparable from the history of land theft and exclusion from property ownership. Baker shows that wealth has not simply accumulated unevenly over time. It has been actively extracted through conquest, coercion, discriminatory policy, and violent displacement. By focusing on land, the book identifies a material foundation for inequality, rather than treating racism as only an interpersonal or attitudinal problem. This matters because land generates both economic stability and intergenerational transfer, which means land loss compounds across generations. Baker's framing pushes readers to see racial inequality as built into the structure of ownership itself, especially in rural and agricultural contexts where Black land loss was especially severe. The point is not only that land was taken, but that the theft reshaped access to credit, mobility, inheritance, and political power. In this way, Rooted presents land as the hidden infrastructure of racial capitalism and argues that any serious account of Black economic inequality must begin there. Secondly, the book connects Black land loss to indigenous dispossession. Rooted does not isolate Black land ownership as a separate issue. Instead, it situates Black dispossession within the broader history of indigenous land theft in North America. Baker emphasizes that the United States was built on stolen land and that Black struggles for property unfolded inside a settler colonial system that first removed indigenous peoples from their territories. This connection is important because it prevents a narrow or purely proprietary understanding of justice. Baker examines both overlap and tension between Black and indigenous experiences, showing that land claims have been shaped by shared violence as well as distinct histories. That comparative approach gives the book analytical depth. It is not simply documenting two parallel oppressions, but explaining how one system of extraction organized both. Readers come away with a clearer view of why land justice must address sovereignty, repair, and stewardship, not just ownership in the conventional market sense. By linking these histories, the book also encourages coalition thinking while remaining attentive to the ethical differences between Black freedom claims and indigenous nationhood. Thirdly, personal family history makes structural injustice legible. One of the book's distinctive strengths is its use of Baker's own family story to make a large historical argument concrete. Rather than relying only on abstract explanation, Rooted ties national patterns of dispossession to a lived genealogy of Black land ownership and memory. This personal dimension gives the history emotional clarity without reducing it to memoir. Baker uses family land as a way to show how ownership can preserve identity, continuity, and mutual care, while also revealing how fragile that security has been under racist legal and economic systems. The personal narrative helps readers understand that land is not only an asset class, it is also a site of belonging, labor, grief, and inheritance. That makes the loss of land more than a financial setback. It becomes a rupture in family history and community possibility. Baker's approach is effective because it turns structural analysis into something tangible, showing how national policies enter ordinary lives. The result is a book that is accessible to general readers while still making a serious historical and political claim. Fourthly, land ownership as a framework for reparations and Black liberation. Rooted argues that reparations should not be limited to symbolic recognition or cash compensation alone. Baker treats land as a central reparative demand because land has historically been the means through which Black communities built independence, food security, and collective power. This argument places the book in direct conversation with contemporary debates about reparations, but it gives those debates a concrete foundation. Instead of speaking about repair in the abstract, Baker shows why restored access to land could address both the material and social dimensions of harm. The book also links land ownership to liberation beyond capitalism, suggesting that land can support forms of community life not defined by extraction or individual accumulation. That framing is important because it broadens the meaning of repair from backward-looking compensation to future-facing transformation. Baker does not present land justice as a quick fix. Rather, she treats it as a durable strategy for rebuilding autonomy and shared capacity. This makes the book especially relevant to activists, policymakers, and organizers interested in solutions that are historically grounded and materially specific. Lastly, environmental justice and community sustainability are part of the land story. Another important dimension of Rooted, its attention to the relationship between land, environment, and community sustainability. Baker shows that Black and Indigenous land traditions have often been rooted in stewardship, mutual aid, and long-term care rather than pure profit. This matters because land theft did not only strip people of wealth, it also disrupted systems of ecological knowledge and sustainable living. By connecting Black land ownership to environmental justice, the book challenges readers to think beyond ownership records and toward the conditions that make communities resilient. The argument suggests that access to land can support food systems, local autonomy, and healthier relationships to place. At the same time, Baker reveals how environmental harm and racial harm often operate together, especially when land is commodified at the expense of the people who live on it. This makes Rooted useful for readers interested in climate, agriculture, and sustainability, because it shows that environmental questions cannot be separated from racial history. The book's contribution is to frame land justice as both a reparative and ecological project. In conclusion, Rooted will be most valuable to readers interested in Black history, reparations, land justice, environmental justice, and the economics of racial inequality. It is especially useful for activists, scholars, educators, and general readers who want a concise but serious account of why land remains such a powerful issue in American racial politics. The book offers two major benefits. First, it clarifies how property, inheritance, and violent exclusion helped build the modern wealth gap. Second, it provides a language for thinking about repair that is grounded in material history rather than abstraction. What distinguishes Rooted from many other books in this category is its combination of historical argument, personal lineage, and contemporary movement analysis. Baker does not treat land ownership as a niche agricultural concern or a symbolic metaphor. She presents it as a central site where racial capitalism, settler colonialism, and community resilience intersect. That makes the book both informative and conceptually sharp, while still remaining accessible to readers outside academic history or policy circles. It stands out because it links past theft to present possibility without losing sight of the human costs in between. If you would like to support Breya Baker, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.